Hey there, friends, it's Nick. So we've talked before about the kind of the sort of the fundamental, the atomic kind of nature of story is change. And it's always about changing, obviously, from one state to another. And in any well-told story, whether it's ours or someone else's, there is what Jordan Peterson calls in his book Maps of Meaning, calls the kind of the unbearable present. You know, whatever you are doing right now, there is something that could be better, right? So you're in the unbearable present, and the change is this dream, this aspiration, this other state. And as I've said before, it might just be that you need a coffee. Or it might be that you want to build a business. And this has been on my mind the last couple of weeks because I've been looking at before and after photos. So many of you maybe won't know quite what I mean, but I've been looking at before and after photos of people who have been fasting to lose weight and also, well, body recomposition, I suppose. So they are looking to improve themselves in a particular way. For many of them, it's losing weight. For some, it's building muscles. You know, for some, it's both. For many, it's both, I suppose. And I think before and after photographs, which tend to show people at their, I was gonna say their worst, but that's not really true, but their biggest, their fattest, their least healthy, are immediately next to the thing that they've become, this thing that they've aspired. And these before and after photos to our brains are a bit like, they're a bit like crack cocaine, right? You know, because your brain does this interpolation between, you know, the person on the left, say, and the person on the right, who looks completely different but is actually the same human. And this is very relevant to me at the moment because as I'm talking, I'm about almost 41 hours into a fast for the last couple of weeks since I came back from holiday. Really, I've been doing fasting because, as I think I said in one of the podcasts, while my wife and our dog were running up mountains in Wales, which is, you know, not something I'm wild about doing anyway, but I'd like it to be because I don't want to rather than because I couldn't do it. And you know, there were climbs, yeah, there were climbs on our holiday that I really, even if I'd have wanted to, I couldn't have done. So, right, what are we going to do about it? So I've been looking at fasting, and as I say, these before and after photos are a massively powerful example of this unbearable present and future state, this aspirational state. And it turns out that when ideas are really kind of fundamental, you find them coming from all sorts of different places. So, for example, I was this past week or so, I've been reading some of and watching some of Robert Fritz's work. Robert Fritz is a musician who is really the father of something called structural dynamics. And he talks about, in terms of creativity, he talks about the sort of the power between, exactly the same thing, really. The power between the thing where you are and where you want to be. You know, that your position now and what you want to create, which is very relevant, of course, in life, in business, in relationships, you know, in everything, really. And it always fascinates me so much when we see the same ideas coming at us from different disciplines. And we see this dynamic in storytelling. Stories are always about moving from the place we are now to a supposedly better place. You know, that's always the overall kind of arc. That's one of the things that makes story powerful and universal. But it's fascinating to see that also coming out in Jordan Peterson's work, in Robert Fritz's work. And Fritz is fascinating, actually. There's a video that he sh where he shares three laws of structural dynamics, which are both elegantly simple and very profound. And I'm going to talk about those tomorrow, I think, because I must have about 5 minutes. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story means business.
Hey, this is Nick. Thanks again for listening. To dig deeper, search for story.business.